My name's Amber, and I'm an addict. I don't know, I think it's about a year and a half ago, I did a chair here, and as I left, I walked down the street, and I thought, oh, that was lovely, you know. Really nice doing that. I don't think I could do it again, though, because I was just so nervous. And I sort of sent a little, you know, set up this mantra in my head about, you know, if I ever, you know, got asked again, if, just if, that, you know, maybe I'd say, you know, actually, could I leave it for a bit? Because, you know, I get very nervous. And I got a call about 3 weeks ago, and I picked up the phone. The person said, you know, would you like to do a chair? Oh, yes, I'd love to do that. I'd really love to do a chair there, you know. And I put down the phone, and straight away, you know, just go, ah. Oh. And then the next day I woke up and I thought, 21 days to have a chair. But it's like Groundhog Day, isn't it? Because in the next morning, 20 days. I'm still shaking, you know, but it was really lovely because I sort of walked in the room and... Oh, there is like, I don't know, it's that emotional connection as well, I don't know. Love, call it, I call it love. It's just to look around the room and see people that I know and they sort of smile at me and it's beautiful. And I am a very, you know, sort of nervous person. I am a bit of a nervous disposition. And I remember this from when I was a kid. And I was the person that, if you spoke to me, the red would start from my chest and it would work all the way up my neck and it would mottle along my face and my ears would get hot. And I said, oh, no. And if somebody carried on staring at me, even if I'd answered the question, I could feel my eye twitch and I think that this person could see it and it would be twitching away and I'd be like, please stop looking at me in my head, please, 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 please. It was unbearable being me, just unbearable. And all of a sudden I met drugs and that was fantastic because I just didn't have to bother at all with communicating with anyone. And I couldn't say no because I didn't want to miss out on anything. If I thought that somebody was up to something and I wasn't part of it, I couldn't hack that. And so, you know, would you like, yes. Would you like to go there? Yes, I will. I will do all of that because all of you lot are going to. You know, and I mean, it was just really sad, really. I sort of shared about it earlier on today that, you know, I did, you know, at the start of my using, I did actually, I went to some amazing places. You know, I worked in quite a mad industry that completely accepted my addiction, which was great. And they thought it was quite funny and I did as well, you know. It's quite sad, really, but... I can't remember anything that I did or who I met or what I spoke about or anything. I mean, I've got bits of memories or bits of moments, but really, all of it was absolutely meaningless. It meant nothing. You know, it's like vacuous, that you just have to keep on filling with, you know, events or this or that or another drug or... You know, and I think at the start of my addiction, you know, I was very much into sort of realising that I had a bit of a problem with that drug, so I'd move on to another one, or I'd move my set to people, or I'd try and control something. But, I immediately had a problem. Immediately. You know, even from when I started drinking, I think I started drinking when I was at school, and I just, you know, all of it was to black out. You know, and I'd lose 48 hours, or, you know, wake up in some park. It was just like, you know, it was, yeah, instant problem drinker and user. And, I don't know why, but my journey sort of, you know, I went to my first meeting, I think, when I was about 21, and really I heard nothing, absolutely nothing. You know, this guy took me, who I knew, and he was quite a few years clean, and he'd said to me, you know, I think you're in a spot of bother, and... I just thought, okay. And he said, I'll take you to this meeting. And I was like, okay. And sort of went along and was nodding off. And he left me with this book and a where to find at the end of the meeting. And I just remember looking at this, just like, what? You know, what am I going to do with that? Whatever. And I was walking back with him, and I had a bit of gear in my pocket. And I just remember looking up at him and thinking, you know, he's going to ask me for a bit of my gear. When is he going to ask me? Now, I had no concept of anybody sort of being or getting clean or anything at all. But obviously the seed had been sort of sown, because, you know, I had to completely crash and burn with sort of my use. And, I think I needed to turn around and everything needed to be gone. And that's exactly what happened. You know, I lost the partner, I lost the house, I lost the job. I lost it all. But I think the biggest thing that scared me was that I knew that my sanity was going. You know, and I think losing that stuff didn't really mean that much to me. But it's when the moments of clarity were getting less and less and less and less, and you start getting really scared about whether you can return from that. It's really freaky, because you just think, surely you can't recover from this complete psychotic episode. And when I went to NA, you know, it's funny because I did treatment, and I remember, like they said, you know, structure, you need structure, you need a routine. And I sat there and I thought, well, you know, I've always had structure. Do you know what I mean? I slept, I got up, I'd had a hit, I got money, I had a hit, I got money, I had a hit, got money, went to sleep, got up, got money, had a hit, got money. You know, that's a very strong structure, you know, rigid. I did it for years, it was brilliant. And, you know, but when I came to NA, I did find it really hard to sort of relate, but the reading I heard, you know, we live to use and use to live, and it was just like, I don't know, something crawled over my skin, in that, you know, the feeling up my back, it almost made me feel so sick, because I related so much. It's like I wanted to go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, me, that is so me. And I didn't really hear anything else, but that's what kept me coming back. That's what kept me coming back. And I think the fact that obviously I looked around and I saw that people were okay, I just wanted to be okay. You know, I'd never felt okay in my skin. Never. I think the first 2 years, I don't know, I must have been so happy to be clean that it felt like I didn't feel a thing. It felt like, you know, I was still on the ceiling. And then 2 years sort of hit and I woke up. And all of a sudden I felt completely bare. And I just, you know, and I had a program, but that's when I knew about the program. I'd worked the steps. But that's sort of when it needed to make that journey from, you know, my heart, my head to my heart. And I sort of needed to practice that. And I've had some... Am I coming up near the end? I feel as if I've waffled for ages and I haven't actually spoken about recovery yet, have I? 5 minutes. Okay, oh, that's cool then. And I literally just put one foot in front of the other, but I, you know, the freedom, I was just so happy, you know, at the freedom that sort of recovery gave me. And I'm quite compliant, so things that are suggested to me, you know, yes, I'll do that. Yes, I will definitely do that, you know. So I really didn't have a problem. I think that sort of served me quite well, really. And this year, I must admit, I have actually found it quite tricky. I have had, you know, and it's life on life's terms stuff. And this time last year, I think it was actually back in the start of the summer, you know, my dad got diagnosed with cancer. And I think he just got diagnosed, actually, when I did this chair last. And that was just an immense journey, really, to sort of watch somebody sort of go through that. And to be there. And that's absolutely, I know that for fact and hand on my heart, through coming here and having a sponsor and working the steps, staying connected, talking to people, talking. And I didn't necessarily do that perfectly. But I was there when he passed away, and I can honestly tell you, oh my God, it was amazing. It was beautiful, and it's also one of the most saddest things of my life. And what closely sort of followed that was a complete period of change for me. I ended up splitting up with my partner, moving out of the house, what I believed to be my home, moved into a house that I'd never lived in before. And I sort of woke up, and I was like single, and I'd never been single ever. And I was in so much fear and so much pain. It's almost like I could pull my heart out and I could just see this pain. And I just didn't know what to do with it. And I threw every defect at this pain. And I can honestly tell you, I was exhausted by the end of it. I threw anger. I don't need to go through the list. I can tell you, it doesn't work. It just makes it worse. And I finally sort of had to hold my hands up and say, you know, that I needed help. And I landed at my sponsor's doorstep, and it was just this fantastic moment, you know, because she sort of opened up the door. And I know this sounds a bit dramatic, but I literally hit her floor, you know, like my knees hit her floor. And I sat there and I sobbed and I sobbed and I sobbed and I still sobbed. And she went to the kitchen and she made herself a cup of tea and she left me there. 5 minutes later, I was still on the floor, you know. I'm like, what's she doing? Where has she gone? And, you know, and eventually she sort of tapped me on the shoulder, you know, and I sort of got up and she said to me, come on, we're going to sort this out. And it was just like, oh, amazing. You know, and I waited for this blinding bit of intervention that's going to take all this pain away. And she was like, time. Go to meetings and share about it. Oh God, share about it till you're exhausted. And that's what I did. I went to every meeting. I said, I've just lost my father. And I'm sure that everybody else would probably sit to death of it. But now, I don't actually need, I brought it up in this chair, but I don't need to share about it every day. And I've sort of come to a place with it. And yes, it's still sad, but, you know, I exhausted myself with sharing about it. And the maintenance steps, I believe that's sort of what because my stocks were low, and it's sort of really built that back up again, where I sort of feel a little bit more confident within myself, and I feel okay. It's all about safety for me. It's all about being safe, waking up in the morning and knowing that it's all going to be okay, even if it feels like everything is crumbling around me. It's going to be all right, because bottom line, if it's not all right, I know great thing that I can do, and that is that I will use. And once again, I don't want to sound dramatic, but that is what it's about for me. Because if I can't cope with this stuff, if I don't put in this work and this effort, that I will, or I do, that's what I do, I use. You know, and I'm coming up 5 years now, and I'm coming up 5 years now. It's been amazing, and if you're new, please keep coming back, because the journey is just unreal. You can't put it into words. Just keep coming back. Thanks.